Hello everyone, it's Stefano. It is, wow, April, I don't even know what date it is, April 11th? 11th, I believe. It is currently about 7 o'clock in the evening here in Montreal. It's rather cloudy, and I'm sitting in the car, and I'm off on a quest. Yes, I'm off on a quest to buy a tone generator, or also known as a sound module, for my synthesizer. More specifically, it is an old module. It's from 1997 or so. It's called an Emu Proteus 2000. Actually, no, sorry. It's the Emu Proteus FX. Okay, what the heck is that? Well, basically, it is a contraption that I hook up to my synthesizer keyboard, and it plays all sorts of sounds, everything from rock and roll sounds to piano to electric pianos to guitars to basses, organs. But this particular unit is special because it also integrates a whole set of orchestral sounds, which is sort of what I'm after. My Yamaha S30 doesn't have a very good series of instrumental sounds, horn sections, violin sections, and that kind of thing. And this Proteus FX seems to have a lot of those. And it's selling right now at a pawn shop, clear across town, actually. It's going to be quite far for me to get there. They want about $100 for it. It's pretty good because it usually retails for about $200 to $245 on eBay. So I would be getting it at a really good price if the unit's in good shape. Basically because the pawn shop thinks it's an effects processor and not a full-fledged sound module. And they, in fact, on their website, under their categories, they have it categorized as an effects processor. So that's maybe why they're selling it for a lower price. Now, the other thing I wanted to bring up real quick is my other quest, and that is to buy a little smart car. This is something that's been brewing with me since probably 1998 when I saw my first one on a business trip to Germany. I think I'd already mentioned that in another audio brew. And the last few weeks, what I've been doing is sort of doing some research on various number of things. Can I fix it myself? Are the parts readily available? Is a shop manual available for this thing? Will I need any special tools? How much does insurance cost? Are winter tires available? Because here in the province of Quebec, they are mandatory between December 15th and March 15th. What else? Will I be able to bring my daughter in the passenger seat? Since it does have airbags, is there a limitation? Is there a distance limitation, a weight limitation, that kind of thing? What else? So many questions. Oh, yes, I think I already mentioned it. How much will it cost for me to insure the car? And that is could be the deal breaker. I haven't been able to reach my insurance company yet to find out. And a lot of people I've seen online say that because the smart car is very expensive to repair if it is in a collision, not so much because of damage, because the thing's got a roll cage. So it's pretty much a very sturdy car. The problem is the whole back end where the engine sits and the whole transmission and all the connections there, if the car is bumped from the back, it throws the whole system out of alignment and you need to replace very, very expensive components. So that's what I'm looking at, is the insurance and how much that's going to put a dent in my budget. Otherwise, so far, everything's passed. I'm good to go. Of course, I got to find one at the right price. And so far, I've seen some going for about $6,500 US. Or, well, Canadian, but it's